listener production.
Good afternoon, Charlotte Wallen here with your Central West news briefing. Police say a woman reported missing from the state south on Tuesday may have travelled to Wellington. There are growing concerns for Bridie Miller, who needs regular medication for medical conditions. The 25-year-old is Caucasian, has light brown hair, blue eyes and multiple face piercings. And in the lead-up to the state election, the Country Women's Association says there's been a noticeable lack of campaigning from the major parties in our Central West communities. While the group's had a number of responses to its list of priorities for regional and rural New South Wales, President Joy Beam says they were lacking in detail.
We are seeing a lot of stuff targeted to the metropolitan area, but not too much targeted to regional New South Wales, and there might be a lot of population leaving the Sydney basin, but without the rest of New South Wales, New South Wales doesn't exist.
Among the issues it wants more commitment on are fixing regional roads, affordable housing, employment growth, and real-time data for flood-prone areas. A significant reshuffle to uni degrees has been proposed. A national task force is investigating whether ATAR requirements should be lifted to 80 in order to raise the bar for school grades. At the moment, some unis are admitting students with ATARs of just 42. Updating sport. It won't be long now before we get our first look at the Central West AFL draw for 2023, with the finishing touches being locked into place this week. Competition coordinator Casey White says some popular features will be making a return.
Excitingly, again, we'll be celebrating Sir Doug Nicholls' round, which will be, I think, aligned with sort of round four, round five of our season, and really diving deep into the Wiradjuri heritage that's so prevalent across the region. We'll have our Are You OK? Mental Health Awareness round at the end of July.